Revolutionary greetings. My name is Habachi Lamar, and I'm a member of the Black Autonomy Federation Chicago Local Organizing Committee. I'm sending this message to support the release of scholar, activist, dedicated community organizer, and friend, Casey Gunn. When I was houseless, he let me eat and sleep in his home. Each morning, we'd ask each other, what's your positive affirmation for the day? We'd take a meaningful moment before asserting a positive truth, both of us knowing its significance in our lives when we internalize it as an instrument of our liberation. More often than not, for the years I've known Casey, he's neglecting his own needs to prioritize those of others, has led me to ask him instinctively if he'd taken his meds yet. And I've lost count of how many times he thanked me for reminding him before asking if I remembered to take mine too. With barely anything in his pocket, I watched him fill a perfect stranger's diabetic medication prescription. He's loved, not only by me, but by streetwalkers and other commoners throughout Chicago. He organized fundraisers in one particular neighborhood in the city on several occasions. We pass out $20 bills, he pre-sealed in envelopes, for every single houseless person on the street. We're asking for change, from one corner to the next, down one gentrified block and up another, not letting them know the contents, nor lingering around for thanks. Often, with just a clenched fist of unity, and a solidarity smile. It was heartwarming to hand out gloves, masks, hygiene supplies like cases of hand sanitizer, chips, and other community needs for free under the L train one blistering winter amid the pandemic from a makeshift warming center he'd open each weekend. The smile on people's faces glow with appreciation from those of us who know him to the newcomers asking, is this for free? When glancing at the fold-out tables not far from the turnstile. Yup, help yourself, Casey'd respond, wishing them a good day and a take care, which is substantial to folks rendered socioeconomically invisible in the city. Free, the root word in freedom, has been top priority as an agenda item for Casey from dusk till dawn, every day of every year that I've known him. He likes to remind everyone how special we are in this world, while showing how easy and necessary it is for us to care for each other and to help a world that can certainly use it, offering a space at the table of togetherness and free education. As a publisher, he provides an invaluable resource for writers. And with freedom inspired by millions of us, it speaks not only to our conscience, but also to our collective benefit to know we're substantially freer in this world with him inside it. We, particularly poor folk, throughout the city appreciate him. The socioeconomically engineered gentrification, spiraling genocide by poverty in Chicago's north side has been as politically protracted as the alienated South Side housing projects he held me leaflet. His spirit of spending his last to buy insulin for the diabetic outside the electric doors at Walgreens is the same one alive in the Holy Land Five who sent medicine and food supplies to orphans in Palestine. Casey Goonan is a walking model of our aspired after ideals, a genuine listener whose aura is evidenced in the integrity of compassion. His ideals against genocide are shared by me and each of us around the globe who envision a world released from its grip. Free Casey Goonan. Free Jack Mazurek. Free the Cop City 61. Drop the charges of the Merrimack 4 and the Mountain Valley Pipeline defenders. Free the Holy Land Foundation 5. Free Leonard Peltier. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Free Cletus Rivera. Free them all. In solidarity with the Columbia University Heinz Hall demonstrators and the CUNY 22. Love and Sally.